Tonight, while Washington deflects and dodges, one congressman is asking the questions Americans actually want answered. From UFO disclosures to missing scientists to what the federal government isn't telling you, why is Tim Burchett one of the only voices pushing for transparency? And the bigger question, why aren't more elected officials willing to do the same? I'm Scottie Nell Hughes, and this is America First. There's a growing frustration across this country, and it's not just about policy, it's about trust. For years, Americans have been told to simply accept what the government says, especially when it comes to intelligence, national security, and increasingly, unidentified aerial phenomena. But here's the problem. People aren't buying it anymore. When Congress holds hearings on UFOs, when whistleblowers come forward, when credible pilots and military officials testify under oath, and yet the answers remain vague, incomplete, or classified, it raises a fundamental question. What aren't we being told? And more importantly, why? That's where tonight's guest stands apart. You see, Tim Burchett has become one of the few elected officials willing to challenge the system head on. He's not reading from talking points. He's not hiding behind bureaucracy. He's asking direct questions and demanding real answers. Whether it's pushing for transparency on UFO investigations, questioning the lack of accountability in federal agencies, or raising concerns about missing individuals connected to sensitive research, he's doing what many Americans wish more leaders would do. It's called his job. And it begs a bigger question, why isn't this the standard? Why is it so rare to see someone in Washington willing to push back, to risk the criticism, and to stand firmly on the side of the American people instead of the institutions? Well, tonight, we're going to dig into all of it. Joining me now is actually Congressman Tim Burchett, a lifelong Tennessean who has built a reputation as this straight-talking, no-nonsense public servant. Now, many people don't realize this, but before coming to Congress, he actually served as mayor of Knox County and spent years in the Tennessee State Legislature, earning this reputation for fiscal discipline and independence. Known for rejecting the typical Washington playbook, he has consistently prioritized transparency, accountability, and representing his constituents over political convenience. That approach has made him one of the most recognizable and respected voices in America calling for answers on issues many others try to avoid. So, Congressman, thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Thanks for having me, Scotty. I was adjusting my glasses there. My dadgum nose has been broke so many times. Sometimes they're not on straight.
Well, and that's probably figuratively and actually happening at times, but it's more about the broken bones that people would like to see happen because you ask the hard questions. So before I get to what I initially brought you on for a couple weeks ago, I want to address this recent controversy regarding the farm bill because I think many Americans are very confused about it and where it felt like you were often fighting members of our own Republican Party. Congressman Tim Burchett, members of the MAHA movement have felt betrayed by what has been going on the farm bill, and they've offered this blanket immunity, some of these people, to corporations coming at the expenses of American families. So they're citing this research that linked these pesticides to childhood cancer risk, and that amendment passed with bipartisan support. Many Republicans still hesitated to fully back stripping liability protections for companies like Bayer and Monsanto. Why has this been such a difficult issue for Republicans to unify around in holding these companies accountable for when they knowingly poison American people?
Well, it's a lot of reasons. I understand that the Senate is now talking about stripping that portion out of the farm bill. If they do, I'll probably be a no-go, and so will a lot of folks. We're not looking after the small farmer. I know that makes people uneasy, but we're big farms. Big corporate America farms, our meat processing, used to call them slaughterhouses, I guess that's not politically correct, but our meat processing firms are owned by out-of-country entities that have close ties to China. And then we put the small meat processors out of business by all these ridiculous regulations. Everybody wants safe food, things like that, but things they were doing is just ridiculous, out of control, stuff that's not in any rule book. and it costs millions upon millions of dollars to get into these businesses. And then you look at the issue of chemical treatments, you know, bug killers, weed killers, things like that, and the longstanding effects that they have. You know, I've had my own run-in with that. I live on a little 60-acre farm. It'd be a drain field by most standards by some of my friends in Texas. But there's an area there that the Tennessee Valley Authority, and I guess under prior management, I guess it's to say they've been a lot more cooperative since I've gotten a lot more vocal, had sprayed. I've lived there, I don't know, 7 or 8 years, and apparently they sprayed right before I got the property. And, you know, these things are supposed to have a 15-day shelf life. And here we are almost 8 years into it, and there's still nothing growing where they sprayed. And to me, that sends a message. There's an arrogance that's sort of with TVA, and I'll have my say with them one day. We've had a sort of a kiss and make up session, but still, big farms are using this stuff, and corporate farms are using it. And it honestly, it's not the way God intended it. And of course, you know, I get yelled at by members of my own party telling me in the gym that it's going to cost millions of people's lives if we don't have this stuff. Now, how did we survive millennia without Monsanto and some of the big boys? And these things are forever chemicals, and they're not looking after the small, and all we want is some protection under that small farmer who gets out and sprays. And we've seen people, you've seen people in your neighborhood, they're spraying, you know, the cracks in the sidewalk and stuff where the weeds are growing. They're out there in their flip-flops and no protective gear. And people are, it's childhood cancer, things like that. And I'm very cautious of that. I'm an organic gardener per se. I don't allow any chemicals on my farm but horse manure, which are naturally occurring, obviously. And so it's big money. It's big money, and it rolls, and it's what runs that town. I don't care what party you're in. We just had enough gutsy people, enough people with conscience to vote against it. I understand quite a few others wish they'd voted for the bill that Representative Luna and some others had. It was actually a very bipartisan bill.
Right. Well, that's the thing. And you put money, you can't amendment. Put a price
on it. Right. Amendment that
right.
was on the farm bill. That's right. And the other, if I could talk about the other portion I had problems with was, you know, soft drinks. 80% of the farm bill is food stamps. Right. They got a cleaned up name for it. And a big portion of that is soft drinks. Why on God's green earth are we allowing food stamps to pay for soft drinks? I'll tell you why. Because it was getting ready to be clean that situation up. And the big soft drink manufacturers, yeah, they're great corporate citizens. You go into any school and the school board sponsored by them, or they sponsor all kinds of stuff. They give scholarships and whatnot, but they're a corporation. They're out to make a profit. And so you have one group feeling like they're discriminated against. They say, hey, we're going to give some money to some of these universities that represents your folks. And then guess what? They rolled. And now, you know, it's almost racist if you know, they try to make it a racial issue over soft drinks and food stamps. And it's ridiculous the amount of the people that have type 2 diabetes, actual disease that's almost 100% preventable. So, and it's brought on by too much sugar intake, obviously. And these soft drinks are just loaded with them. And that's the bottom line. It's about greed, about power, it's about influence. It's everything that drives Washington, D.C., and that's why I'm on the low end of the pecking order, because I'm tired of it.
Well, but it's the question, do we want a healthy America? Do you want people to be able to actually live in America, or do we want people to be sick and die? And I think that's the motivation. You can't put a price on a life, but obviously people in Washington, D.C. too. But another price, and this is the reason why I originally brought you on, because you have been at the forefront of pushing this transparency, talking about green earth, of UFOs. And I have to just ask you, what have you seen or heard that convinces you the American people are not getting the full story of what has happened either presently or in the past in this area?
American people are not being told the full thing, the full truth about this. We have video, possibly recovered craft. We actually have sworn testimony where federal authority of people that worked in the federal government said we have crash retrieval teams. Now, what the heck are they retrieving? And why are we, and the real question people should be asking is not whether they're little green men or flying saucers. It's what are we spending tens of millions of dollars on that we're being told don't exist? This is a big cover-up. Something is flying around in our airspace without any without any concern of us and continues to do so. We scrub missions. We pull people off flight lines. You know, it just shows President Trump wisely, I thought, spent millions of dollars, I don't know how much, to rescue one pilot. Now, begs to reason, why would we be putting our own super secret aircraft into the air that are buzzing our own aircraft, risking their lives? We're not. It's not us, obviously. It's not China, because if they were, they'd control us even more than they do now. And it sure as heck isn't Russia, because if they had this technology, I dare say they wouldn't be bogged down in Ukraine like they are. And Putin's such an egomaniac, he'd fly something around the White House, you know. And I just don't see it being any of those other sources. So that leaves one thing. We're being visited by some sort of extraterrestrial or something that's here and that is based here.
Okay, well, I want to go off one thing that you just said. You talked about the world involvement in this issue. Don't you think if it's something that we're dealing with that's outside of our Earth, that this is something that might unite our world than necessarily divide it? That if we have an extraterrestrial threat, wouldn't this be something that the countries working together and communicating on what the information they had would be beneficial to everyone on this planet?
Do you really think the war pimps want to unite this world? I mean, seriously. You have members of Congress that own stock in missile defense companies. You know, they're portfolio warriors. And that's why I fought against us getting involved in any wars. Well, I think Ukraine's a nightmare. It's going to bog us down. We already spent billions of dollars over there. It's something we had no business getting involved in. And yet it just seems to be our thing is forever wars. And, you know, as I call them, war pimps, their business is war, and their business is very good right now.
It is definitely very good, unfortunately, for the people that it is actually affecting on the ground. Congressman Burchett, stay right here with us. We're going to take a quick break. Because when we come back, what does transparency actually look like? And what would it take to finally get real answers from the federal government? Congressman Tim Burchett returns with us. We'll be back. Welcome back to America First. Today we are digging into the UFO phenomenon and how much our government is or is not telling us, amongst many issues that we are talking with Republican U.S. Representative Tim Burchett from Tennessee's 2nd District. Representative Burchett, I have to ask you about some of the information that you have seen, specifically what you would like to see declassified or released to the public right now that you think we need to know.
I would say everything I've seen in the multiple skiffs that I've been in around our country, everything. I'd like to see the footage. I'd like America to see the footage. I'd like to hear the testimony from the pilots, their descriptions. I'd like them to see the FLIR radar that we've got of these craft. I'd like to see everything and more. There's a lot more out there that they're keeping from us. The problem is you don't know the questions to ask. And that's what bothers me about President Trump right now. The people that are around him, if they don't know the questions for him to ask or don't want him to ask, which bothers me even more, then we're going to blow a great opportunity.
Do you feel like that possibly President Trump was informed in this during his first time? I mean, he started the Space Force for some reason. A lot of people were scratching their head. Do you think he had a hint of it then? And now with his second term, that potentially if he was told everything, we would see a little bit more of an aggressive take on what we don't know or what hasn't been released to us.
I think the president's a genius at marketing, and he gets it, and he knows America wants to see something. When over 55% of the country believes that we're not alone. I mean, I can't go speak to a group. I don't care if it's doctors or lawyers or plumbers and pipe fitters, engineers. It doesn't matter. I get asked that question, something about the UFO issue. I've seen something. I was in the military. I heard something. what's your, you know, it's one of those issues that just doesn't seem to go away. You know, the first time it was brought to me when I was in Washington, I've been watching some of those UFO TV shows at night, and I've studied this as a kid. I've read all the books and things like that, and had read magazines and stuff. But I was asked by TMZ one day, I said, what do you think they're going to do with this report? This big report was coming out. And I said, it's not going to come out when they say it's going to, and when it'll be delayed. And when it does, it'll look like somebody shot it with a 12 gauge. And then I said, more people believe in UFOs than believe in Congress. I actually put that on a t-shirt and I sell it on my website of all things, which actually sells pretty good because everybody believes that. But sure enough, guess what? They delayed it for weeks. And when it came out, it was so sanitized. It was just nothing. It was just a complete dud. And that's why I think America gets more and more angry. They keep baiting the hook and then they pull it out before we can get a bite of it. And I'm afraid they're going to do that with this one too. I'm very hopeful of President Trump. I like him. He's always been very truthful to me. And I've had a discussion with him about this.
Congressman Burchett, should we be scared? Should mankind be scared right now from what information you have been able to see? Should we be scared of what potentially could happen in the future?
I'm more scared of our debt. If these things of what I've seen and what I think I've seen have been flying around us without any ability to stop them, I would say if they were going to do us harm, they would have already done it. That's what I think.
That's an interesting take. And let me say this. You have built this reputation for putting your constituents over the system and over government officials. What has been your reaction from your colleagues behind closed doors and others, even if they won't say it publicly? Are they supporting you continuing to ask these questions?
Sure. Some of the bullies are, you know, they'll insult me, you know, in the gym as I'm walking out the door, and then they'll get their little chuckles. But the funny thing is, there's five of them gathered around him. I've had three of those come up to me in private and tell me, I've had some fairly high ranking members of Congress come up to me and tell me one of them was on the deck doing night watch when they were in the Navy, they saw something that was pretty much what I've been described many times. And many of them have seen things. I go to Knoxville. When I'm in Knoxville, I'll be speaking to a group of professionals. And generally, they won't say it out in front of everybody, but occasionally they do. But one of them will come up and say, hey, I saw something one time. And I was at an event for a colleague in another state. I don't know why people always ask me to come speak for them. I guess they there's not enough rednecks for them, so they asked me to speak on their behalf. And this lady was sitting beside me, and she was well put together. And what I mean by that was she had the jewelry on, the nice clothes, not too fancy. I could tell she was old money. And she said, you're the UFO guy, right? And I said, yes, ma'am, I guess I am. And I thought, here it comes, she's going to blast me. And then she told about a story of driving down a road one night, and a craft of some sort followed her. It had no noise and flew over the top of her and her brother. And I mean, you know, there's no reason for her to lie. And there's no reason for these pilots to lie, because they will be mocked. Literally, they get pulled off the flight line and then they get interrogated for 8 hours over what they've seen. And then they get a psych evaluation in their dadgum files. So these heroes that were expected to get out here and fly around this $500 million aircraft get buzzed by something. They've literally scrubbed missions because of this. Had an admiral tell me about a mission that was scrubbed, a big mission. And it was, and they called the Pentagon and said, what are these craft that are buzzing our aircraft? They said, well, they're not ours. Get them out of there. And they did. And then the next day, all the email transmissions between the groups had been deleted. But this one guy had made copies of them. That's how I knew about it. And so, you know, there's something going on, and we need to know. We need to know as much as the people in government know. And if they've got craft, if they've got...
But Congressman, I got to ask you, who's deleting those emails? Who's making that decision? Where, I mean, you said President Trump, you know, you think he's actually advocating, you know, who is making these decisions? Who's in control of this information being released or not being released?
I guarantee it's not a member of Congress, because they're gutless. and it's not the president of the United States. I told the president, it's like layers of an onion, Mr. President. You can go in and put the top one or two people in, but those lifers that are in there are the ones. And when you have something like Roswell, which you can argue about it one way or the other, but military intelligence puts out a memo, a literally a press release that says saucer recovered. And that was the headlines. And then the next day it comes out, oh, scratch that. It was a hot air balloon. And they pour this poor guy out there and he's holding some hot air balloon. Now, how do you go from a craft with beings to a hot air balloon in 24 hours, only a cover up? But back then we generally trusted our government and the press. And there's really no reason to trust either one now. But we got a lot of, it's been covered up since then. But you figure a lot of the people that actually saw anything or knew anything or that were analyzing anything back then are long gone. And so what they do is they hand it off to some of these contractors, military contractors, and they are not, and I could FOIA them, as you remember the press, but I'll educate your folks. A FOIA is a Freedom of Information request.
Right.
And so I could FOIA FBI, and they're supposed to bring me the stuff. I don't know if they would or not. And I could FOIA Ford Motor Company, and they don't have to do anything because they're a private entity, and they've given this stuff over to these people years ago, and they still have some control. But generally, I think the people that whatever they're looking at, the material or biotic, you know, by whatever
right.
they're looking at, they probably don't know what it is, and don't have a clue. They might have a clue, but they don't know what it is.
Well, I feel like Congressman Burchett, this means they found a loophole to actually have to disclose things to the public by just passing it off to their private contractors. Very smart on their part, but unfortunately, hopefully, we can figure out a way to actually get rid of and close that loophole on it. Thank you so much for joining us, Congressman. There's so many other issues I had to discuss today, including whether or not we might be seeing a higher rise in office from you in the future, as I think a lot of people around the world would like to see your common sense on that.
I would love that opportunity. If I had an opportunity to run for the Senate, I would take it. But who knows if I'll have that opportunity.
You hear it here first. I'll be the first one to announce it. So thank you so much for joining us today, Congressman Tim Burchett. You know, accountability shouldn't be rare. Transparency shouldn't depend on one or two voices willing to speak out. And the American people shouldn't have to wonder whether their own government is being honest with them. What Congressman Tim Burchett is doing isn't extraordinary. It is what leadership is supposed to look like. You know, the real question is, why don't we see more of it? Because in the end, this isn't just about UFOs or missing information or unanswered questions. This is all about trust. And once that's gone, it's a lot harder to get back. I'm Skynell Hughes, and this has been America First. Good night.